Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 25th, 2025. Got a very interesting email from Ross. Ross lives in Northern California. He has been listening to our podcast, he says, for many years, and I'm grateful for that. I hope they serve him well. He says they do. I don't know. Anyway, here is what he asked. He said, everybody believes in God. I believe that you probably believe in God. So what good is God in a world like this where it is going to hell? And then he closes with some kind words. You know, I appreciate that, you know. Well, Ross, you assume that I believe in the traditional idea of a God. It's a man that sits up on the clouds somewhere and dictates the terms of our endearments here on Earth and makes things happen and not happen according to his mysterious will. And that's probably what most people believe, but that's not the way I am. It's not my experience. I don't believe in God, okay? You can't believe in something you don't know. And the object to me of the effort is to recognize what is happening, what order there is in this universe, and how it works. And how it works is more important than anything else, whether or not you call it God or the universe or, Mickey Mouse. It really wouldn't matter. What matters is it is the essence of the order of this world, this life, this universe. Now, there is an order to this world in how things happen and don't happen. In this order, there is a process that we are involved in, each and every one of us. And that process brings form to our life. I'm keeping it real simple. So form is function and function is form. And for me to sit and be here in my little studio and tell you I know what God is would not be true. It just wouldn't be. I don't want to know what God is. I don't want the God that Gregory Edward Penn would come up with and delegate to your attentions and beliefs. God is not a matter of belief. It is the experience. And the experience is beyond the confines of Gregory Edward Penn and Ross. Very much beyond all of that. So to say you think I believe in God would be, well, yes and no. Yes, I know there is an order to this universe. There's an order to this world. I understand that. I am discovering that each and every day of my life. But to say that I believe that there is some character, man, in the image and likeness of a human being, pulling the levers and all of that stuff to make things happen would be very, very untrue. That would not be true. There's karma that's involved in our lives. There's so many things that we, just don't want to understand. And frankly, I find in people, they don't want to understand. They want a no-brainer life. So Ross, you ask, what good is God? The traditional God, the one that biblically people believe in, not much. If you judge God's work, that God, by what you see in the world, then you'd have to say he's a failure. And he's making games. He's doing things that no one can understand and we have to suffer with. And it's an assumption and presumption of ignorance, willful ignorance that we have about God. If you could look at God as a principle, a process that is a principle, that is enacted in this world in many different ways, in many different forms, based on the energetics of each and every one of us, both personally and collectively, then you would understand that God is the nature of life itself. It is the source. And that's what I refer to it as, the source. It is not personal. It does not get into personalities. How we live, let's say, individually, do we live in the confines of the collective unconscious? Yes. When we enter into the collective unconscious, we diminish this whole experience of understanding the nature of this principle, of this beauty, of this source. But that's up to us. I have found that entrance into the manner of the way that is life itself as love is simply a matter of judge not. When I am no longer interested in confining the situations that are prevalent in this world with the limits of my mind, the limits of my intellect, the limits of my emotionality, I realize the source. So when I meditate and I drop the idea of right and wrong, good and bad, I realize as an individual, as an entity that lives in a human body, if I succumb to the ideas, ideals, beliefs, and theories of other people who have imposed them upon me and my psyche by trying to make me believe in this, that, and the other, I will never know the presence that is the source of my life. Then I will join the collective unconscious by being this way, and it will make it very, very difficult for me to step aside from my beliefs and my ideals and my thinking and my beliefs as right and wrong, good and bad, and all that other stuff we like, and I will miss the source. I have had students who think they're intellectually smarter than the teacher here, and they probably are, but it is only in humility that I have found this source. It is only in humility. I of myself can do nothing. I know nothing, and only don't know, as we say in Zen. And if you only don't know, you will awaken to the source. You will awaken to elements of this world and life that are staring us right in the face, but we can't see it because of the way we think, the reasoning, the logic, the beliefs, the attitudes that we have, we will miss. So it is deeply important to not know. It is deeply important to give up believing in anything about right and wrong, good and bad, what should, what shouldn't happen, a God, a devil, whatever. To give all of that up, it just occupies our minds and takes up space, and we miss what the source is. Then when I miss the source, then I make up some kind of story about it and philosophy, and then there goes the game, there goes the life, there goes the meaning, it's all gone. So you don't really want to go there if you don't really have to, which you don't. It's up to you. But what good is God? Well, it depends on what you call good and what you call God. And if you need a God that you doubt, or a God that you think is good, or a God that you need to believe in, so be it. I don't fight that with people, but eventually you will find the way, and you will find that God is not what you thought God was. God is unthinkable. It is inexplicable. It is unbelievable. And once you know that, then you have something really, really interesting to delve into. Ross, I wish you well in your quest, and I hope this helped you in some way. And all of you who are listening, have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening. Be back next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.